Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna devotees. This morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila chapter 15, The Lord Accepts Prasadam at the House of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And we will begin with verse, 182. Prabhura vichede bhakta karena rodhana bhaktira vichede prabhur vishanahaila mana. Due to the impending separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees began to cry. The Lord was also morose due to separation from the devotees. The subject sort of changes to some degree. Let me just say a couple of words on this point, is that yes, in spiritual life, in Krishna consciousness, there are feelings, there are emotions, there are relationships which evoke emotions and evoke responses and interactions, and it's a whole transcendental social environment. Yes, it's not like the impersonalists say that you just become like a stone, and like Ramachandra Puri said to Madhavendra Puri in that famous part of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhavendra Puri was sort of getting ready to leave this world. Ramachandra Puri came to visit to pay his last respects. He saw that Madhavendra Puri was lamenting in separation from the Lord. And he told him, listen, Ramachandra Puri told Madhavendra Puri, listen, at this crucial time in your life, you've got to stabilize and really fix your mind. He said, actually, what you should do, you should focus your mind on Brahman. In other words, some impersonal idea. And Madhavendra Puri famously responded that you just get out of here. If I see you when I leave this body, I don't know what my destination will be. Yeah, because, if you have some bad association, any bad association at any time is bad. But if you have some bad association, particularly at some crucial, critical time, like the time of death, then one can get distracted. As happened to Bharat Maharaj. He got distracted at that crucial time. Sort of leading up to it also. And as a result, his destination was, he became a deer. So, yes. So anyway, the Mayavadis, the impersonalists, they say like that. You just become like a stone. And whatever is going on around you, good or bad, or Krishna conscious or materialistic or anything, you just become detached. Doesn't matter. Whereas devotees, they're people. They're not stones, they're people. And they have emotions, they have relationships, and they express all these things in the interactions. And that's just, it's not just part of Krishna consciousness, it's sort of, ultimately it's the essence of Krishna consciousness. Rasa is the essence of Krishna consciousness, which means the experience of experiences which come in relationship. So here in this particular situation, the devotees from Bengal have been with Lord Chaitanya for generally it would be 3 to even 4 months, at least 3. They would come and they would stay through the rainy season, including the Rath Yatra. But then of course they all had to go home, and when they left Lord Chaitanya, as Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says here, they all began to cry, and the Lord was also morose, because the Lord has feelings too. In Krishna consciousness, it's not just, our relationships are not just one way, but they're two-way relationships, and we have to play our part, you could say, in relationship with the Lord and in relationship with the devotees and in relationship with the spiritual master. So let's carry on. Verse 183. Gadadhara Pandita Rahio Prabhura Pashe Yameshwara Prabhu Yanre Karaila Avase. Gadadhara Pandit remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was given a place to live at Yameshwara. And Srila Prabhupada explains, there's a short purport. Yameshwara is on the southwest side of the Jagannath temple. Gadadhara Pandit resided there, and there was a small garden and a sandy beach known as Yameshwara Tota. This is now where the Tota Gopinath temple is and was, maybe not quite on the scale it is now. It's not that big, but it's somewhat substantial. Tota Gopinath, and Gadadhara Pandit stayed there. Basically, he stayed there for the rest of his life and worshipped Tota Gopinath, beautiful deity of the Lord, crouching or sort of sitting like that. And they say, some of them say, you know, them, they say, that Lord Chaitanya, when he left this world, because there's no record, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, these are the most authoritative literatures. Chaitanya Mangala is also there, which is, it's also authoritative, not perhaps quite particularly like Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it's authoritative. None of them mention the departure of Lord Chaitanya from this world. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, there's quite a detail, there's a detailed, lengthy description of the departure of Lord Krishna from this world, the events immediately leading up to it and how it happened. It's a dramatic story. Moshala Leela, it's called. But Lord Chaitanya, there's nothing. There's just no information from any source which can be considered at all authoritative. And those three literatures are the most authoritative. Yeah, but some say that Lord Chaitanya, when he left this world, he entered into the body or even the knee of Tota Gopina. Yeah. But anyway, Gadadhar Pandit from the Panchatattva, he resided at the Tota Gopinath temple, and he was the pujari. He looked after Tota Gopinath. Puri Gosani Jagadananda Swarupa Damodara Damodara Pandit Ara Govinda Kashishvara E Sabasange Prabhu Vaise Nilachale Jagannatha Darshana Nitya Kare Pratakale. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at Jagannath Puri Nilachala with Paramananda Puri, Jagadananda, Swarup Damodar, Damodar Pandit, Govinda and Kashishvara. It was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's daily practice to see Lord Jagannath in the morning. Yes, well, others were also there. They're the main, or some of the main. Lord Nityananda stayed there for some time also, at least for some time, but then he returned to preach to Bengal and northern Orissa. But these are some of the main ones. Prabhu Pasha Asi Sarva Boma Ekadina Yodahata Kali Kichu Kaila Nivedana. One day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with folded hands and submitted a request. Ebe Saba Vaishnava Goda Deshe Chali Gela Ebe Prabhur Nimantrane Avasara Hoyla. Since all the Vaishnavas had returned to Bengal, there was a good chance that the Lord would accept an invitation. Ebe mora gari biksha karaha masa bari Prabhu kahe dharma nahe parite kalite napari. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, please accept my invitation for lunch for 1 month, every day for lunch. The Lord replied, that is not possible, because it is against the religious principles of a sannyasi. Sarvabhauma kahi biksha karaha bisha dina. Bish, 20. Prabhu kahe eha nahe yati dharma china. Sarvabhauma then said, please accept the invitation for 20 days. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, it is not a religious principle of the renounced order. Yati dharma. Yati means sannyasi. Sarvabhauma kahe puna. Again. Dina panchadasa. Prabhu kahe tomara bhiksha ek divasa. When Sarvabhauma requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept lunch for 15 days, the Lord said, I shall accept lunch at your place, Eka Dina, for 1 day only. Oh, Krishna. Tabe Sarvabhauma Prabhur Charne Dariya Dasha Dina Bhikshakara Kahevinat Kariya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then caught hold of the Lord's lotus feet and submissively begged, please accept lunch for at least 10 days. Prabhu Krame Krame Pancha Dina Gata Ila Pancha Dina Tanra Bhiksha Niyama Karila. In this way, by and by, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reduced the duration to 5 days. Thus, for 5 days, he regularly accepted the Bhattacharya's invitation to lunch. Tabe sarvabhoma kare ara nivedana tomara sange sanyasi ache dashajana. After this, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya said, "My Lord, there are 10 sannyasis with you." These devotees, they don't give up easily. Determination, determination in devotional service is a really important part of Krishna consciousness. Sure. Of course, one doesn't want to make a nuisance of oneself, but still, determination is important. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A sannyasi should not cook food for himself or accept an invitation to eat at a devotee's house continuously for many days. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very kind and affectionate toward his devotees, yet he would not accept a long invitation at Sarvabhoma's house. Out of affection, he accepted only 5 days in the month. The 10 sannyasis living with the Lord were Paramanandapuri, Swarup Damada, Brahmanandapuri, Brahmananda Bharati, Vishnupuri, Keshavapuri, Krishnanandapuri, Nusinga Tirtha, Shukanandapuri, and Satyananda Bharati. Puri Gosanir Bhiksha Pancha Dinamora Gare Purve Ami Kahiyachon Tomara Gochare. Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya then submitted that Paramananda Puri Goswami would accept a 5-day invitation at his place. This had already been settled before the Lord. Damodara Swarupa A, Bandava Amara, Kabu Tomar Sange Yabe, Kabu Ekeshwara. Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya said, "Damodara Swarupa is my intimate friend. He will come sometimes with you, and sometimes alone. Ara ashta sanyasira bhiksha dui divase eka eka jane purna haile mase." Anyway, the other 8 sannyasis will accept invitations for 2 days each. In this way, there'll be engagements for each and every day during the entire month. Sure. Purport. During the entire month, consisting of 30 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya for 5 days. Paramananda Puri Goswami would visit for 5 days. Swarup Damodar for 4 days. And the 8 other sannyasis for 2 days each. In this way, the 30 days of the month would be filled. I remember, I'm sure some of you remember, particularly I remember the first time His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj visited South Africa and came to Durban. Maybe, do you remember? Every day, there was a program, a lunch program. Every day there was a serious feast at some devotee's house. Oh my gosh, yeah. And I can tell you, perhaps you've not heard, I remember traveling with Indrajumana Maharaj and Shamlal Prabhu many years ago in different places actually, but we were in Port Elizabeth one time many years ago. We were in Port Elizabeth and we were having lunches at so many devotees' places. And one day, listen to this, we had three lunches, full lunches in three devotees' houses. And it was just way, way too much. It was just too much, too much. And I remember it was hilarious in a nice Krishna conscious way. The last of the three, we just went from one to the next. Yeah, and there's not like a few hours to recover in between. Just one to the next, and then the next. And I remember the third place, Dr. Palmer's brother's place, and Shamla, we sat down at the table, and Shamlal Prabhu started reciting Sarira Vichachal, as we had done already twice. And just a couple of lines, and we were just totally out of control with laughter. It was, oh Krishna, oh my gosh. These are sometimes the pastimes of the devotees, but not too often. Please. But, you know, it is part. It's not like it's just some funny or strange or unusual or even overdone thing. But actually it's part of Vaishnav culture to invite the devotees and for the householders to invite the devotees, particularly the sannyasis, brahmacharis, the renounced devotees, to invite them and prepare and look after them very nicely and prepare nice prasadam. This is part of Vaishnav culture. It really is. All right, so let us continue. Bahuta sanyasi yadi, I say ekatani, samana karite nari, aparada pai. If all the sannyasis came together, it would not be possible for me to pay them proper respects. Therefore, I would be an offender. Tumiha nija chai asibe mora gara, kabusange asibena swarupa damadara. Sometimes you'll come alone to my place, and sometimes you'll be accompanied by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Yeah. And it's interesting. He's addressing the Lord as Tumi is like intimate address. It's not, you know, for senior or respectable, you know, kind of slightly special person. Tumiha. Yeah. Okay. Prabhura ingita pana anandita mana Sedina Mahaprabhur Kaila Nimantrana. Having this arrangement confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhattacharya became very glad and immediately invited the Lord to his house on that very day. Satiramata Nama Bhattacharya Grihini Prabhura Mahabhakta Tenho Snehite Janani. Savabhauma Bhattacharya's wife was known as Shatiramata, the mother of Shati. She was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she was affectionate like a mother. Gare Asi Bhattacharya Tanre Agyadila Anande Satira Mata Paka Chadaila. after returning to his home, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave orders to his wife, and his wife, Shatira Mata, began cooking with great pleasure. Bhattacharya Grihe Sabha Dravya Ache Bari Yeva Shaka Paladika Anaila Ahari. At Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house there was always a full stock of food. Whatever spinach, vegetables, fruit and so on were required, he collected and brought back home. Apani Bhattacharya Kare Pakera Sabakarama Shatira Mata Vichakshana Jane Pakamarama. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya personally began to help Shatira Mata cook. She was very experienced and she knew how to cook nicely. You better believe it. She really knew how to cook nicely. These Matajis, you know, the traditional Matajis, wow, they are just fantastically expert. I mean, we also have some, yeah. Paka Shalara Dakshine Dui Bogalaya Ekagare Shalagramera Bogaseva Haya. On the southern side of the kitchen were two rooms for offering food, and in one of them the food was offered to Shalagram Narayan. Purport. Among the followers of the Vedic way, the Shalagram Shila, the Vigraha of Narayan, is worshipped in the form of a stone ball. In India, every Brahmin still worships the Shalagram Shila in his home. The Vaishyas and Kshatriyas may also engage in this worship, but it is compulsory in the house of a Brahmin. Interesting. Aragara Mahaprabhur Bhikshara Lagya Nibritete Kariche Bhata Nutana Karya. The other room was for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lunch. The Lord's lunchroom was very secluded, and it was newly constructed by the Bhattacharya. Bahye Eka Dwara Tara Prabhu Praveshite Pakashalar Eka Dwara Ana Pariveshite. The room was so constructed that there was only one door opening on the outside, which served as an entrance for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was another door attached to the kitchen, and it was through this door that the food was brought. Batisha Atiya Kalar Angatiya Pate Tinamana Tandulera Ubarila Pate. But in Bengali, bat means cooked rice, as opposed to chawal, is uncooked rice. But in Hindi, bat is cooked. Is cooked. Yeah. Right, okay. First, 3 manas, almost 6 pounds, was 3 manas of cooked rice, almost 6 pounds, was poured onto a big banana leaf, 3 kilos. That's plenty of rice. Purport. This is the beginning of a description of the food prepared for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This description is given by Kaviraj Goswami, who, it is assumed, was an expert cook who knew both how to prepare and how to serve food. Hare Krishna. Pita Sugandhi Grite Anasikta Kaila Chari Dike Pate Grita Vahiya Chalila. Then the whole stack of rice was mixed with so much yellowish and fragrant clarified butter, ghee, that it began to overflow the leaf. Hare Krishna. Amazing. Well, I hear there's a feast today. Is it correct? I heard. So anyway, let's see. Kayapatra Kalakola Dongasari Sari Charidike Dariyache Nanavyanjanabare. There are a number of pots made of the bark of banana trees and the leaves of the kaya plant. These pots were filled with various cooked vegetables and placed on all sides of the leaf. Dasha Prakara Shaka Nimba Tikta Sukta Jola Marichera Jalachana Badabadi Gola. There were about 10 kinds of spinach, a soup called sukta, which was made with bitter neem leaves, a pungent preparation made with black pepper, a mild cake made of fried curd, means fried yogurt. Yeah. And chana bada, a mild cake, or chana bada, a mild cake made of fried curd, and buttermilk mixed with small fried pieces of dal, buddy. Dukta tumbi dukta kushmand, vesara vesara lapra, moksha ganta, moksha mocha bhaja, moksha ganta mocha bhaja, vividas. Vivida Sakra. There were preparations of Dugda Tumbi, Dugda Kushmanda, Vesara Lapra, Mocha Ganta, Mocha Bhaja, and other vegetables. Vrida Kushmanda Badira, Vyanjana Apara, Pulabadi Palamula, Vivida Prakara. There were unlimited quantities of vridakushmanda badi, pula badi, fruits, and various roots. You ladies are familiar with these? Vridakushmanda badi. Oh. Pula badi. Well, badi is badi. You know, fried little dal balls, right, ground. Pula. Fruits, yeah. Fruits with body. Sure. And then fruits and various roots. Navanimba Patra Saha Brishta Vartaki Pula Badi Patola Bhaja Kushmanda Manachaki. Other preparations included eggplant mixed with newly grown neem leaves fried together, light buddy, fried patola, and fried rounds of squash and pumpkin. Brishta masha, mukta supa, amrita nindaya, madur amla, badam ladi, amla panchachaya. There was a soup made with fried urad dal and mung dal, both, defeating nectar. Have you had a dal made with five dals, pancha dal? That's nice. Five dals, that's interesting. There are also sweet chutney and five or six kinds of sour preparations, beginning with badamla, badamla. It sounds like these fried dal little thingies with amla, which is pretty powerful. Mukta bada, masha bada, kala bada mishta, bada mishta. Kshira puli, narikela puli, Arayata Pishta. They were Buddhas made of mung dal, of urad dal, and of sweet bananas. And there were sweet rice cakes, coconut cakes, and various other cakes. Wow, this is amazing. Okay, so I'll read another couple of verses. Right. Kanjibada Dukta Chida Dukta Lakalaki Ariyata Pita Kaila Kahite Nashaki. There were Kanjibada Dukta Chida Dukta Lakalaki and various cakes that I am unable to describe. Grita Sikta Paramana Mritkundika Bari Champakao Champakala Gana Dugda Amratahadari. Sweet rice mixed with ghee was poured into an earthen pot and mixed with champa. Champakala is a type of banana. Yeah, it's a type of banana. So, sweet rice mixed with ghee, poured into an earthen pot and mixed with a type of banana, condensed milk and mango. Rasala matita dadi, sandesha apara, gode utkale yata, bakshira prakara. Other preparations included a very delicious churned yogurt and a variety of sandesh sweetmeats. Indeed, all the various eatables available in Bengal and Orissa were prepared. Sure. That churned yogurt is called Rasala Matita Dahi. Rasala Matita Dahi. Shradhakari Bhattacharya Sabha Kara Ila Shubra Pitopari Sukshma Vasana Patila. Thus the Bhattacharya prepared a great variety of food and spread a fine cloth over a white wooden platform. Okay, so can you make a note? We'll start next time, verse 219. Okay? That'll be the best place to start. Hare Krishna, devotees. What a fascinating discussion. I mean, description. Amazing description. Anyway, we hope, and it would really be a very good idea, that all you expert cooks, particularly the ladies, but all the expert cooks, because we've got expert cooks, but you try to learn some of these things. Because they're very traditional and they are very, very nectarian to offer to the Lord and to distribute to the devotees. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.